Welcome to the Undefeated Podcast with Sara. Did you know that you don't need to live feeling defeated in any area of your life? I believe a huge part of us learning to live from the place of victory is learning to see from God's perspective and discern what's heaven's agenda in this particular season in your life and in the world around you. In this podcast, we will practice discerning what God is doing, both regarding our individual journeys and corporately, so that we can partner with Him in seeing His kingdom come and will be done right now on earth as it is in heaven, and live our lives undefeated. So, I promised to share some words for 2022 in the last episode. So, I'm just here to keep my word today. And I have actually posted some of these words on social media throughout this past week and a half. So, you may have read some of this already. But I feel like there are some real golden nuggets from the Lord that I just want to repeat here on this podcast as well. And yeah, kind of regarding what I feel like the direction and some of the themes for this year 2022 is going to be. And so in one of my posts, I reposted some photos from a photo shoot from this past September. Because as I was praying into this new year, I kept seeing open doorways. And in these photos, some of them, I'm sitting in the middle of or in front of an open archway, or I was dancing through an open doorway. And I have been hearing the verse from Isaiah 22:22 over this year. And I feel like this is going to be one of the key words for this year. And as a little side note, actually this past week, I've heard several other people share this very same scripture. But I heard it from Jesus first. Well, I'm not saying I heard it necessarily before them, but before I heard it from anybody else, I heard it from the Lord. And it's actually just a confirmation that God is speaking and highlighting this same verse to so many people at the same time. And I actually felt like God put this verse on my heart already early December when I was asking Him for a word for my brother's family as I was writing my Christmas card for them. But as I was writing it down, I felt like God said that this is not just for them, that it's also a corporate word for those who seek God's heart, for His lovers and His worshipers. And I'm just gonna read the verse for you now. This is from NIV. So it says that I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. And in the spirit, I see God opening doors. And I see him handing out keys to some specific doors that were previously locked, and I see him giving us access to places that were inaccessible in the past season, and I see him giving us new authority in the spirit. And just like the open archways in my pictures and photos I posted prophesy, that he's not just opening doors, but he's actually ripping some doors all together off so that there's an open archway and an open pathway for us to run through again, and that it's time for our freedom. And I spent a little time kind of praying into this whole theme of the archways, and I felt like God specifically highlighted a verse from Song of Songs 4:8. And I'll read this one from the Passion Translation because it says the word archway in it. So it says that, "Now you are ready, my bride, to come with me as we climb the highest peaks together. Come with me through the archway of trust." Oh, wow. And I feel like this will be the year that we will learn to trust again, and that God is teaching us to trust, and that you will not need to try to muster up trust or faith on your own, but that our bridegroom King Jesus will enable our hearts to trust again, and that in his presence it's so easy to trust and believe. And I feel like even some past pain and hurt that has maybe caused our hearts not to trust in some areas, that God is going to pour out his healing oil into those places so that we will be able to trust again. And I also felt like God was saying that you don't need to worry about or grieve over the doors that remain closed, because that is also God's protection over your life and his covering, and that you will actually get to trust him also to open the right doors for you, and that you will also learn to trust his timing in your life like never before. And I was reminded that when I first moved to Redding, California, almost 13 years ago, God was actually speaking to me so much about Isaiah 22:22. I literally kept seeing the number 22:22 everywhere. Like when I was looking at the clock, or, you know, my alarm, or like just random places, I just happened to see 22:22 everywhere. And during my first year in BSSM, our ministry school, we all created prophetic journals. And we decorated the cover of an empty journal with prophetic pictures that we cut out of some old magazines. And and I kid you not, as I had like this pile of old magazines in front of me, and I was just kind of like, "Oh Lord, I hope I'll find some pictures that would kind of give me some direction for my time here in Reading." And I opened the very first magazine, and it opened to this page that had a picture of this big blue door that was numbered 2222. I literally kid you not. And so I was like, "Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that." And I, of course, cut that picture out right away, and I put it together with the verse from Isaiah 22:22. And so I've actually been declaring this verse my whole time that I've been living here in California. And also during my first year, I just remembered this as well, that without knowing any of this, one lady in the healing rooms painted a picture of me dancing. And in the picture, I'm dancing towards this blue door. And I actually still have that painting. The artist gave it to me afterwards, and I have it hanging over my bed, and it's titled Overwhelming Presence. But she had no idea how God had been speaking to me about doors and God opening doors, and specifically the blue door, like how it was also a blue door in the cover of my journal. But for me, the color blue specifically represents breakthrough, revelation, and creativity, and how those three work together. And I had actually heard those three things from Pastor Benny Johnson when she had one session with us during my first year. And I just remember her mentioning that for her, the color blue signifies breakthrough, revelation, and creativity. And that somehow stuck with me. And I felt like even the blue doors were a declaration, even just over my life, that God is going to just open these doors that are marked by Him, and that it's going to be creativity that's inspired by revelation that's bringing breakthrough. Oh, I'm feeling that right now. And I feel like I have got to experience that to a certain measure. But I really, really, really believe that this year we all are going to taste that like never before. And that this year, 2022, is going to be specifically a year that's marked by and remembered for that, that God is going to pour out so much revelation and creativity and breakthrough to us and through us. And but as I was praying into this topic, I also really felt the Lord say that all those doors of revelation and creativity and breakthrough will be found as we first go through the archway of trust. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and I feel like God is literally like going to enter into some places in our hearts where there has been any blockages for us being able to trust Him or trust people around us. And that we are literally going to experience Him removing those blockages and those hindrances, and there's going to be such a beautiful healing, and that He Himself is walking us through that archway of trust, and that it's going to be a dance with Him, that even as we move and dance with Him through that archway, those things that were painful and hurtful or caused us not to trust, they're just going to fall away in His presence. And another beautiful thing that just happened during our very first week of BSSM for this new year, I had just had a class with my first year dancers, and I had talked to them about what I feel the Lord is saying over this year. And we had made declarations about the open doors and God moving in our lives. And that same day, during the corporate worship time in first year, the worship team ended up leading us with the song that's called "Did You Feel the Mountains Tremble?" You may have heard it. I think it was first released by Delirious. And yeah, it's a powerful, powerful song. And it has a line, or actually a couple of lines that I'm going to read. Let's say that, "Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice." Oh, and this worship time turned into such a powerful encounter. And in the middle of the song, the worship leader turns to me and she's like, "Sarah, you need to come out, that you need to lead the whole room to dance together and lead them in movement to connect with God's heart for this." And so I grabbed all my dancers who were with me that day, and we all went up front and we started leading the whole room of hundreds of students to move together. And at the same time, the worship leader started spontaneously singing this line that, "There's a dance that destroys injustice, So we're going to dance in the river of the Lord. Oh, and as we were dancing, literally in one accord, it felt like there was a gift of faith and also the gift of renewed trust that was released over the whole student body. And I believe that as our trust and faith is being renewed, that we are also going to experience lots of other doors that God is going to be opening, that we're going to have faith to see fear and every injustice bow in the name of Jesus, and that we're going to see miracles released in every situation that seems or feels impossible. And I actually also felt God highlighting the verse from Acts 4:30 for this year. And I'll read this from the Passion Translation as well. Oh, so it says that, "Stretch out your hand of power through us to heal and to move in signs and wonders by the name of your Holy Son, Jesus." Wow, and I really believe that as we are entering through this archway of trust that God Himself is opening to us, that we are going to be close with His power and that we are going to see signs and wonders like never before, and especially through our creativity. I believe that God is going to bring so much healing. Those of you who are dancers, I believe that God is going to increase His healing anointing over your lives. And it's all because of Jesus, like this verse in Acts 4:30 says, that it's all because of Jesus and what He's done. And also, like, I just feel like this year, like, as God is opening the doors, that most of all, He's opening the doors of our hearts, and that we get to partner with Him in that way. And even, I just want to declare the Psalm 24. I'll just read actually this out as a declaration, 7-10, that says that, "Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory." Oh, yeah, and Jesus, we fully open our hearts and we give you permission to fully dwell, fully take over our whole lives. Yeah, Lord, we want to be your gateways, how we let your presence through our lives. Yeah, and I thank you, Jesus, that you are the door for us. You are the door to the Father, that you have given us access to the Father. Jesus, that in you we have all that we need. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. That in you there is abundance of life. And I just declare that over everyone who is listening to this episode, the abundance of heaven. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I just declare your miracle-working power for every impossibility that we are facing in this season. Lord, we thank you that you are the God of miracles. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I pray for every listener, for the circumstances in your life that need the hand of God, that need to see God come and make a way where there seems to be no way, to open the doors that have been closed or locked. Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you will open those doors right at the right time And I just declare even just doors for provision. Yeah, doors for you to walk in the fullness of your calling. Yeah, the doors in relationships. Yeah, thank you, God, that you are the one who leads us into all victory. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we get to partner with you this year, 2022. Yeah, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we love your presence so much. Oh, in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.